This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. It's Mark with you. Known as Rich Paul
and Chris.
Sorry, nobody. I didn't quite get you on at the right time there. It's been wall-to-wall calls the whole first hour here on Free Talk Live, and we still have some more calls to get to, and I'm excited about that. We, of course, have the news story that we're reading through about Biden now sitting at some of his lowest ratings ever.
Just biding his time.
Biding his time into what?
Until he forgets what's going on, and they can throw him out of office without him being aware of it.
Oh, he already was at that point.
Indeed. So, the number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Let's go to Matt calling in from New Hampshire. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, guys. This is Matt from the New Hampshire Independence Political Action Committee. I spoke on the phone with Ian a few months ago just about, you know, letting him know when it's time for us to go live and when we're ready. And I wanted to call in to you gents tonight to say, yes, we're live. We're accepting contributions. The website is NIPAC.org, NIPAC.org. We're on Gab. We're on Twitter. We're excited for this election season. I'm sure everybody knows this past spring we had CACR 32 go through the House for a roll call vote, and we had 13 votes for yes, one for each of the 13 colonies.
Independence.
And we hope to get more next year. So we're very, very excited. We've been challenged by a local rep running for a different kind of election to raise a certain sum of money, and we're actually well on our way to do that. I'm very surprised by the enthusiasm. We do want to say that we did, and I think we already knew about this, but Ian got first. We were very honored to have Ian be our first contributor. We appreciate his service with Free Talk Live and everything else he's known for here in the Liberty community in New Hampshire. So we're very excited for that.
And your goal is to see New Hampshire be independent of the United States federal government. Is that right?
That's true. That's true. Right now, we are the number one freest state, the number two safest. We're ranked number four in the Human Development Index. We have a very high quality state. We've got four seasons. We've got pretty much everything.
Yeah, and one of them's longer than the rest too.
Yeah,
cold.
That's true. And I would say that we're leading. Like we're leading. We you know, I mean, the results kind of speak for themselves. So you know, as the situation in the rest of the country gets worse. You know, things are going to look better, you know, here just because we have certain infrastructure in place, or I should say lack of infrastructure in place to make things easier. We can afford a higher quality of life. And
New Hampshire has the highest median income of any state in the U.S.
That's true. And I think that sometimes something's got to break, and sometimes you got to show the world that you know what you're talking about. And you know, everybody likes to talk about, you know, Texas or even most recently Florida or California seceding from the union, but we're the ones actually having a vote on that, which is actually pretty incredible.
And this is something that's very recent. Like, it's not new, but it's recent in terms of development that we've actually gotten, you know, we've actually made serious progress, right? Like,
I'm not sure
nobody else has even had a vote on it, let alone...
Well, but hold on. This is CHCR. So this is a House resolution. This is a non-binding vote. And I'm not sure that every state has a non-binding vote, a vote that is meaningless. Let's have a vote.
Well,
this doesn't matter.
It's technically what happened
correct.
In the legislature was a vote on whether we should be allowed to vote on it.
That's correct.
Sure, but this is still way
too dangerous
more,
to vote on.
This is still way more progress than any other state has had. I think is ultimately what it comes down to. But we're still early in the process of
it. Well, I'll say this, right?
And it doesn't always
want a thing to happen. You need to support it financially and with your time. Sure. I, however, have some questions about whether or not this is a good idea, and I want to get some of those in. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, so I think, Mark, you're probably our biggest critic here, but I think what people sometimes have to remember is you don't necessarily have to, you know, you can win the war and not, or you can fight a battle, lose the battle, and still win the war.
It happens.
And I think that's kind of, you know, what, you know, this independence thing in some regards is about, you know. It's something to rally behind. It's something to get supporters behind. And it may not, you know, it may fizzle out, or, you know, maybe it'll take a decade. You know, you don't know. But the point is, yeah, we're doing something. And by showing that we're doing something, it will attract more interest. It'll attract more people to New Hampshire. And in time, we'll grow even bigger than we already are. And we've already grown substantially over the past, you know, three election cycles. It's only been 6 years, and we already added, I think, what was it, 30 state representatives?
The existence of the New Hampshire Independence Party has existed three election cycles, correct?
No. I'm actually talking about specifically free staters that have gotten elected over the last three election cycles. We went from 20 to 30 to 40 free staters. That doesn't include other reps that got elected that were already living in New Hampshire that were
much
libertarian.
More interested
or
in the number from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, people who've gotten rated A's, maybe even B pluses. I mean,
sure.
You know, I'd like to see graphs of those and where they're at. I remember back in, I think it was the
2068.
Yeah, it's a good, it's a goodly number
on that level. They're not accurate about everything, I don't think. They lean a little bit conservative, but
I think that the only thing I've seen that I thought the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance kind of tiptoed around was New Hampshire's very odd death penalty. I can see why a legislator doesn't want to die on that particular hill, that particular mole hill.
What would he have to do to die on that hill?
Well, assassinate a cop is what he would have to do. Basically, in New Hampshire, at least at one point, I don't know what the laws are specifically now.
I don't think New Hampshire's had executions in a long time.
But not since 1926. There hasn't been an execution, but there is somebody on death row. And you can only get on death row in New Hampshire by killing a cop. You cannot do it by killing an individual. That's correct.
Something that I really think should be... I do think it's important to change that, just because, you know...
I don't know if you're the best person to be proposing that.
Act like police lives matter and the rest of our lives don't matter. And that is very annoying. I mean, basically, what is it that happened in Texas?
Yeah.
They decided their lives were more important than the children that they were paid to protect.
It does bring up an interesting...
Quite shameful. Very shameful.
It does bring up an interesting point in we have... You know, you think that when your job, part of your every job has certain, you know, risks, right? And when part of your job description says, you know, death in it, right? And it's, you know, to protect and serve,
well, you're
right?
More likely to die as a carpenter than cop.
And this is
not
thing.
That dangerous.
If that's,
they're just pussies about it.
If that's the thing, right, if that's what you're going to go around and telling everybody that you're here to protect and serve, and part of your risk, you know, part of that job, you know, that you take on, that responsibility, is dying, why is it that if you die, you know, the person that you get killed by is somehow all of a sudden, you know, you should have some sort of additional protection that nobody else has. It just seems absolutely insane to me. If anything, you should be less protected than your average citizen. Because you took that responsibility on voluntarily, and you're paid to take that responsibility
and
on.
And you're paid to ruin people's lives. You're paid to destroy people who have, in many cases, done nothing wrong.
I'm willing to go halfway with you guys.
Differ from the politicians on matters of taste, like whether marijuana is better than alcohol. It is.
I'm willing to go halfway with you guys. I'm willing to say that police should not be held above citizens, the pool from which they are drawn, in any way. Mm. And we can see what happens when you lionize officer safety over presumably civilian safety. You get things like what happened in Texas. Now, I don't think necessarily that we should go and make them lower or anything like that. Let's leave it even.
I think they should have liability. They should be liable for their actions.
I agree with that 100%.
The only way the only way to make them equal is to eliminate government and make them security guards.
Yeah, and security guards are putting their lives on the line, right?
More than cops.
We got lumberjacks here that die. More of them die than cops every year.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Hey. number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You know what? I'm giving these numbers, and these phone lines are loaded. So we're not going to be able to take the call quite yet, but soon. Just keep calling. As soon as you hear me hang up with somebody, then it's going to be wide open. So I want to tell you about Odyssey. Free Talk Live's video archives have been on Library for years. That's LBRY Library. It's an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we're big fans of it here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library launched Odyssey, a video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and it's really taking off. Now with over 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators, during YouTube's crackdown for not towing the government line on COVID, the Free Talk Live YouTube channel started receiving strikes and could be taken down permanently at any time, has been taken down multiple times. And thankfully, Odyssey has started offering live streaming so that we're now streaming live every night and posting our video archives permanently to Odyssey. You can watch live or anytime on our Odyssey channel by visiting video.freetalklive.com. Video.freetalklive.com. It's Mark with you.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris.
Let's go back to Matt from the New Hampshire Independence Party. Whoops. It doesn't look good for Matt there.
Did we lose him?
I think we did. By the looks of it. I want to go.
We got some things from to clear the up. Call is what he did.
What's that?
He seceded from the call.
So CHCR 6, which was what the New Hampshire resolution was. Maybe it was 6, maybe it was 2. I don't know. I get these things confused. It's been years.
Yeah, sure.
Was binding, but yeah, was lost miserably. So I was wrong. It was non-binding. It was binding.
So what it would do is...
I would not say it was lost miserably. I would say,
no, not at all.
I was actually...
This is the first time it's come around.
Encourage. How many states do you think that resolution would have gotten any votes at all in?
It won't even get to that point in any other state, because when they bring... Here's what happens. No state rep will dare to bring such a piece of legislation forward, first of all.
It requires particular fortitude.
Even if you do, it won't get on to... it won't ever get a vote in the House of Representatives, because in most states, they can just get rid of it. Now, that's not the case in New Hampshire. But what's interesting in New Hampshire is that we actually, for the first time ever, this has not been the case in the past, we've actually had reps that have said, we're going to step up to the plate and do this. And not only did we have one rep being willing to do it, we had, I think it was 8 or 9 reps that were willing
co-signed.
To do it. Co-signed. And then we had even more reps who voted for
13
for. Now, this
out
is
of presumably 400.
One of the biggest objections was we haven't yet had any kind of publicity or marketing effectively of the idea in New Hampshire. We don't even have bumper stickers yet. Now, this is interesting. We actually do have bumper stickers now, but they were just printed. We just got them this week. So you don't even know. Reps don't even know that there's major support for this unless they've been really, really following it. And most don't. And they ask, well, how come I haven't heard from, anybody on this, like any of the
constituents?
Yeah. And the answer is very simple. If you ask people, if you take a poll on the street, there's actually massive support for it. But nobody has done any kind of significant, writing campaign or write to the reps or anything. There's been a few stories posted here and there, but considering that nothing has been done, it's not surprising. People don't even know that they had this vote that was happening, So for there not to be, support by the reps, no, that's actually the proper course of action. If you don't know that that anybody supports it, why would you vote for it? You should be doing what the people want. And if the people don't know about it, they actually, I think, voted the correct way in some respects.
Yeah, I think that the Overton window's been clawed over a little ways. I'm certainly willing to concede that. My main critique would be, and this is my main critique, is that, number one, banking will be very difficult. That the United States will shut down the SWIFT numbers for any New Hampshire bank that's willing to deal with the secessionists. And
Speaking of which, have you heard that Russia now has the strongest fiat currency on Earth after having their SWIFT access cut off?
Yes, the global gas station known as Russia has managed to turn the war so far in some ways into its financial favor, but I don't think in the long run it's going to work out for them.
I can suspect you're right, Mark. But at the same token, I think that's a really poor reason not to move forward. But I think what we're forgetting is that New Hampshire doesn't...
They cut off the banks? No problem. Crypto.
I know there's solutions. I mean, also, if they shut down the borders and say, hey, you're not going to travel to work in Boston, you're not going to be... You know,
they're going to have
a hard time shutting down the Canadian border, though. That was one of our considerations.
The Canadians are shutting down their own banking and their own borders. They don't need us.
Let's back up. Let's talk about why the government would not do to New Hampshire what they've done to Russia. And I'll give you a very, very, very good explanation. Economics. The economies of, basically Boston and the region are so tightly entwined with New Hampshire, the United States would actually be hurting itself probably more than they'd be hurting the people of New Hampshire. It just wouldn't make economic sense to do that. It's not to say they couldn't. But if you're going to hurt yourself as much or more...
I got to stop you right there and ask you, when has the government ever done anything that made economic sense?
Well, when it hurts the people in power. That's when.
If it hurts them personally, that's...
Yeah, and that's the thing. I don't think the government is going to... And there's some other reasons as well. It's not going to be a popular war, right? Like, it's, you know... When people start dying, and it's Americans, what people consider to be Americans.
Oh, I'm not prepared to say that it's going to get that far. I don't think it will.
I don't think it will either. And this is all the more reason why we should be shooting for it. Because ultimately, what do we lose? Okay, so.
Phrasing.
Right? All we lose is something we didn't have to begin with. That's the worst possible scenario is, okay.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
You could secede tomorrow. Right? Like, you could just use your passport and leave the country, and then you don't have to deal with
it. It's not quite the same thing.
I don't have to deal with the feds if I don't feel like it.
Here's the thing. I don't
deal with somebody else's feds who are frequently worse.
I completely disagree with you on that, Mark, because the feds effectively control, like, almost anywhere anybody would want to live.
And that's true, but they will control New Hampshire when New Hampshire's not in it.
And I agree with you on that. However, I think the difference between, say, Honduras and New Hampshire is that who's living in Honduras that wants freedom? You don't change things if you've got three people who can live side by side with you and basically have no power.
There are certainly some people living in South America and Central America who want freedom. They spend most of their time huddled up on our southern border.
But the point that I think I want to make is that when you have people moving together in one region, you have power. You have a power base all of a sudden. The problem with libertarians is that we're all spread out so thinly that we have no power bases anywhere. If you try to go and do a migration to Honduras, you'll not get it. You'll not have enough people who are able to move to Honduras to have a power base to actually affect politics.
The problem is there are 35 million libertarians, and they're operating 35 million separate.
And I would like, and by the way, I would like to think otherwise. I just don't think it's true.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Pohl. Satellite images released Thursday have revealed the extent of damage caused by recent flooding at Yellowstone National Park. The flooding, which began earlier this week, caused extremely hazardous conditions throughout the park, which spreads across Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho. The floodwaters were spurred by heavy rain and snowmelt. The National Park Service said most of the damage happened in the northern section of the park. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney on Thursday accused the White House of misleading Congress about its need for additional funding for COVID-19 programs. During a Senate Health Committee meeting, Romney expressed surprise that the White House reallocated $10 billion to fund the purchase of additional vaccines, therapeutics, and monoclonal antibodies on June 8th, after it had previously told lawmakers it did not have the funding to purchase such items. This is USA Radio News. As religious conservatives gathered this week at a sprawling resort near the Grand Ole Opry House, Nikki Haley pressed the Faith and Freedom Coalition's Road to Majority crowd to look to the future. Haley, the former South Carolina governor, who was also ambassador to the United Nations under President Trump, said, "It's up to us to deliver a new birth of patriotism." An announcement in the near future could complicate efforts by other ambitious Republicans to mount campaigns. Haley, for instance, has said she would not run against Trump. Retailers and marketers have been quick to commemorate Juneteenth with an avalanche of merchandise, from ice cream to t-shirts to party cups. But many are getting backlash on social media for what critics say undermines the day. Designated as a federal holiday last year to honor the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. A search for Juneteenth items among online sellers produced everything from toothpicks with Pan-African flags to party plates. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want. There is a phone line open. It's Mark with you.
That nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris. I'll give you that number. It's 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. And we got into it over New Hampshire Independence in the last segment, and I just wanted to make a couple of counters here so that we are, you know, clear on it.
You got to bring up your idea about, you know, we talked about off air, too.
What's that?
Well, you know...
Running a monastery campground and turning it into a monastery.
No, utility independence.
Okay. So I currently am working with a resort on the island of Utila, Honduras. And
there have been a lot of resorts. Is this your last resort?
There have been a lot of resorts.
And I think that it's probably never mentioned enough is that the United States government takes a different look at people who are outside the borders than those who are in. And when Americans are outside the borders, they tend to support their activities more than they, you know, the sort of pro-freedom, pro-American type of activities.
All right. So the CIA is going to support our coup? What is that? What's the word?
Coup? No.
Coup of Honduras?
I think not. I think it might be an exaggeration. But the CIA has done some horrifying things in Central America. But Honduras has always been felt like the United States' little brother. So they tend to be more...
If your big brother happens to be a violent psychopath.
Indeed, you want to keep them happy. So Some of my critique of New Hampshire independence is that it is currently a state. There has only been a few places that have seceded from the United States, and none of them did well post-secession. We can look at Palau, and we can look at the Philippines today, and we can say, has kind of been a financial hit. And most of those people would like very much to get into the United States still. Now, New Hampshire is different in so much.
Those are very different places, geographically speaking.
Well, yeah, they're much poorer.
Which is one of the opposition points to Utila in terms of it also being an island.
Right. Islands are tough. They're more easily defendable if that's what you want to do.
I thought they were harder to defend islands. It was the landlands that we usually
use. I tend to think not. I mean,
interesting point, because I've heard other things from others.
Most countries can't do amphibious landings, but, you know. I mean, either way. So
as long as we don't have to fight the U.S. government, we're okay.
I think that's really, if you're fighting the U.S. government, you have lost.
Probably right.
And that's whether you're in New Hampshire or whether in Utila or wherever you are, you have lost.
That's a point for Mark there on that argument.
Mostly, when I'm looking at physical defense in Honduras, I'm looking against drug cartels.
Ooh, good point.
I don't want.
Yeah, dangerous. That's definitely probably a bigger threat than the government, even.
Than the Honduran government or anything like that. Yeah. Now, sometimes it's been the same thing in Central American history.
That's another point. That's another good point, yeah.
So these are things worth talking about.
Well, I mean, this also goes back to security and defense, ultimately, and why I've always been like, okay, well, with the Zetas, so you can have security. Will this regime allow you to import, real weaponry, not just small arms? Because if the answer is yes,
small arm shotgun,
yeah, shotguns. Okay. Shotguns, handguns, whatever. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly. You're going to need some sort of tanks, maybe some plane or aircraft of some kind.
No.
You're definitely going to need some ships.
Now, when we were talking about Zeta's previously, Zeta isn't a secession from any government.
And no, I understand that. I understand that. Yeah. But if it enables you to set up your own security on, say, an island, right, and arm yourself against attacks, then you potentially have a situation where, okay, even if this government's okay with that, the next government, you can defend yourself against. Because remember, you don't necessarily have to defend yourself against the entire government of Honduras. You just have to defend yourself, have enough of a defense where it's not worth it for Honduras to invade, the next regime to invade when they decide they don't like what you're doing.
You already cited pretty much the level of power that you'll need to survive, because the thing about Latin America is they seem to be very kind people, except that when they see somebody who has more than they do, all of a sudden they want to kill them.
I don't think, no, I think that might be a stereotype. It's true in some areas, but in my opinion, I've only been robbed once in my life, and it was in Las Vegas, Nevada. American.
Okay. First off,
I got to get to these
calls. That's completely wrong, because you get robbed by the government every day, way worse than anybody ever did you in Vegas.
Yeah, that's true too.
Well, I want to get to the phone calls here, but more or less, what I would say is that if you're going to start trying to build weaponry to defend yourself from the beginning, you got no hope at all, because you'll sink so much money into weaponry, you'll never have a chance to build up anything else. So I disagree with that notion. Let me go to Olivia calling in from Arizona. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so I think it would be a really great outreach for the Shire Free Church to make like a promo or an ad or a bumper. I'm not sure what you want to call it, but to do Supreme Court cases that people don't know about that actually tell them what's really going on. So I'll give you like three quick examples. One is DeShaney versus Winnebago County Department of Social Services, where the Supreme Court ruled that despite a young boy being repeatedly abused at the hands of his father that social services was aware of but made no effort to remove the child, that after his mother sued the state, because the child was put in a vegetative state at the hands of his father, the court ruled that the state had no special obligation to protect a citizen against harms it didn't create. So there's that one.
Is this a biological mother, biological father situation?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's really an amazing government business. Government. It's as businesses go, it's the greatest business on earth. You can sell your product to people who don't want it. You don't have to actually provide the services you're selling them, but you can force them to pay at gunpoint.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? And then you tell them they're citizens, which means that they have that a citizen has a duty of allegiance in exchange for a duty to be protected, but that we don't have a duty to be protected. So I think it'd be really cool if y'all made some like educational bumpers about this, because I tried to explain this to people that I know, and they look at me like I'm making stuff up, and I'm like, no, here, let me show you.
Well, they have no rebuttal to what you're saying. I mean, everybody innately knows that the government has no responsibility for doing what it says, and if they know that if their house gets burglarized, there's no way they can sue the cops for it, but if they paid for a security company, you sure could.
It's a combination
especially if you buy your security from the same people you buy your insurance from, which is a sensible and rational model, because that way your defense is provided by exactly the same people who lose money if your defense fails.
It all comes down to a combination of ignorance and denial, I think, with most people. You know, one, they're ignorant of what's going on around them, and then when you tell them about it, they're in denial because they don't want it to be true, right? I mean, who wants, you know, to learn that, you know, they're being robbed, right?
I haven't been paying attention to this the whole thing my whole life, and now suddenly when it's been brought to the forefront, I realize, I've just been ignoring everything.
You know,
which
for
is
most
worse,
people,
ignorance or apathy? Who knows? Who cares?
For most people, the money's being taken from their taxes, and they have no idea how much they're paying, right?
Right.
I mean, most people don't even know what the sales tax rate is in their area or whatever, let alone, you know, what their, you know, income
New
taxes
zero,
are. Or
except on prepared food, 9%.
Well, yeah, you're way, see, we're different in this room. We know what we're paying. I mean, most people, like, I mean, think about it, like, you pay, there's a certain amount that they take from your paycheck, right, yep, that they don't tell you about because it's not part of your salary officially. And then there's the other part that gets reported on your paycheck, but it's twice that because it's hidden. It's a hidden tax. And we have all sorts of hidden taxes. Like, tariffs are another great hidden tax. You know,
inflation.
The prices on the products are higher, but there's actually, it's not just the sales tax that you're paying. There's another 25% tax that you might be paying because of tariffs.
Very good, Olivia. Thank you for the call.
Oh.
Didn't exactly hear what she said. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news! Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented recommend hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignoring this important, world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, buying, selling, whatever it is you need to do that has to do with cryptocurrency. They've got it all, including the latest news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com. Guys, there have been so many calls tonight, and I want to apologize to everybody who's been on for a long time. Let's go to Mac in Colorado. Matt, Mac, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark. Nobody. Chris.
What's up?
So I had a question for you, Mark.
Yes, sir.
How often do you travel and give out maybe business cards to people who don't know what Free Talk Live is?
You know, I probably don't carry them as often as I should.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I mean, I probably don't have them all. I don't have them all the time.
Aren't you a sales guy?
I know. Well, you know, not really that much anymore.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah, probably not for a while now, huh?
So.
Well, I feel like not just you, Mark, but maybe if listeners, or maybe if there was some sort of program that rewarded listeners for, like, you know, I don't know, doing word of mouth, so to speak, of Free Talk Live at, like, events and stuff, and political events, whatever. people fancy and hand out cards and explain what the show's about so you can get more listeners and more diverse opinions calling in.
Yeah, I've certainly gone to a bunch of different events, and you know, basically when I'm in town, some libertarian knows it. When I used social media a little more regularly, they would find out. They'd be like, "Hey, we're having a meetup, or you know, there's a Liberty on the Rocks, or whatever's going on, and would you come out and you know say a few words?" Probably happened most recently when I was in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. I ran into fellow libertarian right on the street. Just saw him, and he's like, "Mark," you know, and I ended up. Probably a couple few days later, at one of their cryptocurrency meetups, talking about Free Talk Live and how we got raided by the FBI. You know, so these things do happen. It's always been pleasant for me being recognized, by the way. So far, it doesn't happen that often, mind you. I'm on radio. I'm not on television, which is, you know, in many ways a blessing.
You've got the face for it.
Okay. So, and then on to my next subject.
Yes, sir.
Nobody Chris. Why not both?
Nobody Chris? Why not both
of you guys?
Why not both?
Bitcoin? Why not Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash? Why not both?
Well, I mean, certainly that's better than just BTC. My issue with Bitcoin is that it is hyped as by the mainstream media as the be-all and end-all of what cryptocurrency is. And so I don't want for people's first and frequently only impression of cryptocurrency to be a cryptocurrency that happens to be worthless for use as a cryptocurrency. I would like them to see, as the exemplar of a cryptocurrency that will actually achieve the goals that cryptocurrency set for itself at the beginning. And that involves replacing Visa and MasterCard and their 3% fees by having much, much lower fees. It involves banking the poor. Banking people who earn $2 and $3 a day. You can't do that if you have to pay a $3 fee to buy a $2 cup of coffee. So Bitcoin is just, I'm a great believer in Unix, and Unix believes that a computer program should do one thing and do it very well. Bitcoin does one thing, and it does it very badly. And that's not my goal for software.
I don't think that's always been the case.
It hasn't. It started out good, and I think it was intentionally sabotaged by Blockstream so that they could make it look like crypto was worthless. And I think that's also why it is the one cryptocurrency that the mainstream media hypes, because the mainstream media doesn't want us to have a good cryptocurrency, and it doesn't want wide acceptance of cryptocurrency.
Yeah, I don't know. This is one of these things where I'm not particularly harsh on Bitcoin. I think it's still useful, even though I understand that most, you know, it's not useful for small purchases, and certainly it's not my favorite crypto. I think something more like Monero would be my favorite crypto.
You got the shirt on.
Yes, I do. but at the same time, I also recognize that we don't have the tools at this point to really see widespread acceptance of Monero. So how do you...
Bitcoin, we certainly have the tools,
and Bitcoin Cash are still way better.
Widespread existence of... we have the tools for widespread acceptance of Bitcoin Cash,
sure.
Because Bitcoin Cash is the real Bitcoin.
So either way, I think the point is that I'm trying to make is that you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's sort of like that.
No, you keep the Bitcoin Cash. You just throw the Bitcoin out.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think this is one of these things
I'm
where...
I'm going to use what's convenient for me. And, you know, a lot of people want BTC. They recognize the brand, and...
it works.
I can't swim up every river, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it works.
I was telling somebody how great Bitcoin was in 2017, I remember. And I got a phone call back from them a few days later, and they said, hey, I took your advice, I bought some Bitcoin on Coinbase, and I sent it to myself, and it's been stuck on the blockchain for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
hell do you think that's good for? Well, that's what happens when you have tiny block sizes and you refuse to scale. Now, as IT protection professional, when I've got a piece of software in production and it doesn't do what the customers expect it to do, I'm going to do whatever the hell it takes to make it work.
I don't think your criticism is overdoing it so much as it's been done to death, right?
It hasn't been done enough to get the poor suckers
to change
off the idea
that
you can have a digital store of value that is of no value for its intended purpose.
I think the counter to that is most of its life, Bitcoin has not had those insane fees anywhere, had that problem.
Right. I sent some BTC today. No, it was like 14 cents.
Yeah.
When it gets popular that happens.
And I think the point is, yes, we should move on from BTC. But at the same token, making it out as if like BTC is, you can't use BTC, I think it's a bit, I think it undermines your cause.
If you earn $3 a day, that 14 cents.
How many people do you know? How many people do you know that earn $3 a day? I get that there's people out there like that, but most of the people listening are not.
But the thing is, I'm not just interested in rich Americans. One of the promises of crypto is to be able to bank the poor. And when I say poor, I'm talking about real poverty, absolute poverty, which is defined, last I heard, as $2 a day, although it probably costs $3 a day.
It's absolute poverty, I think, is what you're talking about.
Yeah, so, Mac, let me get some final words from you here.
That's pretty much it. I'm just gonna just probably still stack BTC and then when need be, sell it for Bitcoin Cash.
It seems like a better thing to store your wealth in. It seems like it's gonna go up and down with, less ferocity and, less opportunity to lose money. That's my opinion.
I think
what's that, Bitcoin Cash or Bitcoin?
Yeah. I think ultimately at the end of the day, what it comes down to is what works today best might be BTC for some purposes. And then there may be other cryptos like Monero that works better today for privacy.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, tomorrow it'll be something else.
A warm place in my heart. I mean, I can't give up on that.
Yeah.
The value of a crypto is how many transactions it will pay for. So
the number 603-283-6160, Free Talk Live.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-5600. 800-327-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.